Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody back to Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, the soul in sports. And please excuse me if you will, so to speak. Excuse me today as I am in a remodeling in the Knox household. So I am on a like moving case by case situation, but I'm here for you today to get out all we have to get out with our words with illustration. Listen, people. So much going on in sports today. This week, we have not been here. But first, the particulars. Number to call in, 347-637-3859. You know where to find us at, wherever social media is, because that's where you are, so that's where we are. At Mike Knox. Indeed, I spell my name with three X's because, well, fellas, I keep telling you this now. It's been like 8 years. You should already know. And follow the station, giving you the identification at 1340 a.m., Fox Sports, and also to show you're tuned in to live, the longest running show on Fox Sports Network, 96.9 FM, on a day-to-day basis at Soul, S-O-U-L, capital letter N, sports. And people, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and tell me it ain't so, J. Chris. What world do we live in that all of a sudden a coach can't go out and get a couple of escorts without the world going mad? You can vote Donald Trump as president, but my coach can't get me some tail. No, I'm just joking. He shouldn't be doing that. But we know they've been doing that for years. Guys, come on. What's wrong with you? Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, Steve, do you like that? He is the highest paid quarterback in football because he took two, count of two, franchise tag Kirk Cousins. How do you feel about the Magic Man? Now you see me. Now you don't. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, it got to be really bad in Cleveland for them to go get Mr. One, Derrick Rose. If that happens, is Kyrie going to be happy? Will he stay happy? UFC this weekend, boxing this weekend, Mayweather name, all kind of stuff. 49-1 was a trademark made by Floyd Money Mayweather? Please don't tell me the fix is already in. Or is that just Floyd being the billionaire that he's going to continue to become? Forget Jay-Z, forget Puffy. You can hate Floyd all you want to, but he's a billionaire, okay? Come on, man. Just come on, man. As I say that in respect for the man who does it best, welcome to the program live from the city of brotherly love. My brother, I'm not sure if he's yours, but he's mine. What's up, J. Chris?
Come on, man. Listen, you want to know if Kyrie would be happy with that? First of all, let me put you on to some breaking news. Kyrie is asking for a trade. Kyrie is asking for a trade. Just came out within the hour. Okay, Kyrie is looking to be traded. He doesn't want to play beside LeBron anymore. He wants to be traded to a team where he will be the focal point. Okay, according to Brian Windhorst.
Who's that going to be, Chicago?
I don't know who it will be, but he wants to.
The Bulls uniform, I'll be happy.
If I was Cleveland, right? You know you're going to lose, probably going to lose LeBron. I'm trading LeBron, seeing what I can get for him. And I'm keeping Kyrie because
I think
going to be around
a
lot longer
contract.
Than LeBron will be.
I think
well,
LeBron
he only has,
is
he
one
also,
of the three
also
players.
Also, he has 1 year left.
Okay, right, but he has
left.
A
no-trade. Kyrie has two.
But he has a no-trade. I'm saying, but LeBron has a no-trade clause. So LeBron just can't go to any old ship in the dip.
We got to talk to LeBron about that. A lot of people have had no-trade clauses and still get traded. We got to talk to him about that. But what's going on, man? Quite a week, man, outside of sports and in sports, man. Quite a week going on, man. What's going on, my man?
I'm just happy to be alive, to be first and honest and foremost. But the wrestling world has just gone crazy. You know, Kurt Angle has a 28-year-old black baby. As Jason Jordan came out as the big secret Kurt Angle has been going on TV for a couple months. So the wrestling world is like always is got their thongs up their arses. You know what I mean? Because, you know, wrestlers do wear thongs. I mean, I watch them. But I don't think there's a single wrestler that I know that probably doesn't wear a thong unless they wear shorts. If they wear tights, if your favorite wrestler wears tights, that man wears a thong. So with that being said, So I really don't know. Other than that, that's just the wrestling world, man. It's just the wrestling world. King Vaughn Jr. says Kyrie's out of there, and Kurt Angle needs to be invited to the cookout. You know what I mean? Because Kurt Angle, you know, he likes his coffee dark. And now Jason Jordan's his baby boy. I mean, it's just so much going on right now in the world of professional sports. I see you out there in the gym early with the kids getting ready for baseball. So I like your preparation for the new up-and-coming season. But let's talk about the NFL. Let's talk about the team that we cover. We cover two teams now here on Fox Sports Radio 96.9. We cover the Washington Redskins, and we are the number one leading DMV coverage of all things DMV sports. And we also cover now Carolina Panthers. Okay, so we are in both cities. Well, we're nationwide. Cause what's going on, Mike, Grandbody P? Going on out there in the UK, you know, we're international. So, but, I mean, could Ezekiel Elliott's suspension actually be a good thing for the Cowboys and Zeke? Is this contract thing going to loom all season as we know things like this will happen with Mr. One Kirk Cousins? And we got Jason Pierre-Paul coming out saying that if we all can be on the same page, we, the New York Football Giants, will be undefeated. Jay Chris, pick your poison.
Pick a, you want me to talk about the Cowboys or the Giants?
A whoopee cushion?
Really?
Did you just sit on a whoopee cushion live on radio?
I pretty much did. You want me to pick my poison between the Cowboys and the Giants? Really? Man, look, Jason Pierre-Paul saying that they will be undefeated is ridiculous. All right, they may be really good. Ridiculous? I mean, undefeated? Ridiculous. Come on, man. They're not that doggone good. They're pretty good. They're not that doggone good. They got a quarterback with maybe a couple more years left. Come on, man. You don't even have a whole hand. Anyway, what was the other one?
Should Ezekiel Elliott, if he was to be suspended, would that be a good thing for him and the team?
No. No. It wouldn't be a good thing for the team, and that's what – look, it's like six in one hand, half in a dozen. Well, here's the thing. Would it be a good thing? No, because then you lose that production, but then you also coming back, let's say he's suspended four games. That's four games less of wear and tear. You're stronger at the end of the season, you know, than you
Thank
would be
you.
If you played all 16 games.
Thank you.
So,
Come
I mean,
on,
you
bring
know,
it in. I'm
you
fishing.
You have,
I'm fishing here. Come on.
You have one or the other. Now, at the same time, we don't have that production with the first four games. You're going to have, you know, of course, you know, Cowboys are still solid, but you have a sophomore quarterback. Okay, a quarterback in the sophomore season who is accustomed to having that option of handing that ball off when necessary to get and that opens up things downfield for the Cowboys for their receivers. You know, I don't like the situation if he's suspended. I don't like that situation with a sophomore quarterback. I just don't.
I think so much is going out of proportion with the Ezekiel Elliott thing. Being that they do have two capable running backs behind him, you know, one being a former in this division. No, they're so confident in that offensive line, the Cowboys should just chill. They should just completely come together and play a version of guys Eddie Riley's own Crazy Legs and the Baldy guy that people say R. Kelly stole himself from and say, you know, let's chill. Chill out. The Cowboys will be just fine. They don't. Ezekiel Elliott is the one who needs to get his ish together since day one ish stuff. Okay, shout out to the Usos and their father who wore the thong, Uncle Rikishi. Much respect to. Okay, come on, come on. This is so good for nothing else. And like you just pointed out, if he doesn't play for a couple of games, the only thing that's really going to be affected by anything is fantasy football numbers. That's all. Because the boy is good, but the boy is getting himself together, pulling out chicks' stuff, you know, a couple weeks back at the St. Patrick's Day parade, you know, bar fights, still have the legend stuff with the women. We don't, you could say that story was completely made up from the Cowboys side of things, but we don't know completely how much of that was and has it gone on before, and we're looking at his behavior now. He needs to slow down because Dallas has a reputation at having players go all out in Dallas. It's football in Dallas. It's like God and then football, and he's a Cowboy. He needs to stay away from everything like the like his veterans are saying. And since we're going there, and I'm going to go there because the big thing done this week, I'm completely embarrassed for every African-American reporter and football fan that ridiculed one Michael Vick this past week and taking his comments completely to the right, to the left, to the south, and to the north out of context. Moving on from that, welcome to the program, Wally, who's right in time. Is you like that? This is quarterback in football, Wally?
No, not at all. But you know, a lot of fans. It's amazing that a lot of fans in the DMV, you know, they act like you know Kirk Cousins. You know, he deserves to be signed. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna start it off. I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying he doesn't deserve
You've
to be signed.
You've been saying that.
I mean, He should be signed. You know, what I mean, he deserves to get his. He deserves to be signed, but at the same time, like, don't act like Joe Montana, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning,
Tom Brady, walking through the door,
Rodgers. Like, then don't act like they're leaving DC or Eli. Don't act like they're leaving Redskins Park. Like, if Kirk Cousins leaves, then you can find another quarterback eventually. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're losing one all time great. And I guess that's my issue. You know. Obviously, people in this area, they're fixated on, like, finally having a quarterback to play, you know, a quarterback who can put up stats and whatnot. But don't let that be the end-all, be-all in terms of your overall goal. The overall goal is to win a championship. That's what it is in sports. It's about competition.
Can Kirk and you don't bring feel them like, a championship?
I feel like you got to do a lot.
Because I don't think the Redskins feel that they can.
They don't. But I feel like they have to build – they have to build enough around him. It's not like, again, it's not like you're asking Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers, you give him a little bit, and you're confident enough to say, you know what, Aaron Rodgers can get me to the mountaintop. Kirk Cousins, everything has to be perfect for him. Like, they have to build a defense. You can't say that Kirk Cousins can carry an offense with a bad defense. They have to build a defense. They have to have good wide receivers. So he can win if they build around him. I agree with.
Building around him is what every quarterback wants. You want to have receivers, you want to have tight end. They got Jordan Reed, who we know what he can do. Next to probably Gronk and probably better because he's, you know, I won't go that much. It's because when he's healthy, I just think he produces on a different level than Gronk has. Both have size, hands, and speed, which is, you know, hard to guard by any linebacker or safety in the NFL. But you have them, they're trusting in the young guy. They let Deshaun Jackson go, they let Pierre Garçon go. So the young receivers on this team have to step up. Do you think Kurt is out of pocket by not just, you know, by even having this thing low because the whole thing, he wants to be treated, he wants to be loved, he wants to be hugged. And the NFL and with the fan base, the money should hug you enough.
No, I think that, I mean, to me, he wants the money. It's not, but he wants the money. I don't even play into all that other stuff. It's like he wants to be the high.
But doesn't he already have the money? With this, with these two contracts right now?
Well, he wants more. I mean, just call for what it is. He wants more. And he's getting a year-to-year deal, and he has an opportunity. It's about leverage. He has the opportunity to make more. Like, he can get – they can put him in a franchise on next year. They can get the tender. They give him the tender. He makes – I think the tender is about $28 million. So he's – in terms of making guaranteed money, from a year, you know, situation. He's doing what NBA players are doing right now in terms of getting their money, right? He's getting guaranteed money. So, like, yeah, in terms of a financial side and business-wise, he's doing what he wants to. He's doing what it takes to make money. I'm not knocking that. I never knock a man's hustle. But I guess my argument with the Kirk Cousins situation is I don't like to hear, like, I want to wait and see what this organization is going to do for me. Because the thing about it, like, you're getting guaranteed money from year to year, right? So, one, they're blessing you. That's what they're doing. They're blessing you. Secondly, offensively, they've ignored the defensive side of football to make sure the offense is situated. Okay. So they have looked out. They have looked out for you. They've made it easy. Like, they lost to Sean Jackson. That was a big loss. But they got Terrell Pryor, who looks like, from all accounts, looks like he's going to come up. And then they drafted a wide receiver last year when they didn't have to. They could have addressed the defense last year. So in all honesty, they've done enough for you to say, you know what, we're going to make your life easier. To a point that he's gotten gaudy passing stats because, again, everything's tailored for him. So I don't like that part of it because I've never heard, again, somebody like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady say, you know what, I want to see what you all are going to do for me, knowing that for Peyton Manning, they did what it took for him to be successful already. So he never had to say it, you know what I mean? So I guess
Let me just throw this wrinkle in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just put a sprinkle in there, and Jay, Chris, you can answer this one. And all the things that Wally's really pointing out, like we've done this for you. I don't like the fact that, you know, you're saying, you know, show me something, show me the money, so to speak, with the offense, when the offense has done that in Washington. Is this something to be said about the fact that he's even saying that he wants to play with a winner? Do you buy that? Because I don't buy that. I just buy, honestly, from being around the organization, from being here, hearing stories here and there from the people here on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM. And now and I just see this guy not wanting to be in Washington. Is that the buy from it at all?
If I can just take the first leg on this. I don't think he doesn't want to be in Y. I don't get the vibe from that, from the outside looking in. I don't get the vibe from that. But the vibe I get from it is he thinks that he can prove himself and at the same time is looking to get paid for it. And you know, he's playing the business. He's playing the business side. He's playing his part until he can make that money. He's putting them in a situation where soon they're going to have to make some type of decision on him whether or not they're going to pay him or they're going to let him go. And, you know, that's coming up within the next couple of years. They're going to have to make a decision on what they're going to do with him. And at the same time, he's making some money. Of course, he wants some stability. Who doesn't? But, you know, as him being young, I don't know what his living situation is. He's been able to accept these franchise tags, and be able to play on these franchise tags, stay healthy, thank goodness for him. And be able to produce now.
Guaranteed money, aren't they guaranteed? I believe they're guaranteed.
That
franchise
guaranteed.
They're guaranteed. So if he gets hurt in preseason, he still gets that money. His family is set for generations. That's what he got paid for the year, regardless what he does from this moment on. Stop crying, buckle up your chin strap. And get out there. I'm sorry, Jay Chris. I get what you're saying. You don't think that's the case. This guy doesn't want to be in D.C. from all my accounts, and I'm going to go with that and let Wally end it right there. Wally, you've been around the team
as
well.
I think, real quick, Mike, before you finish that, if he didn't want to be in D.C., I don't think he would accept the franchise tag. He would say, either sign me to a contract or I'm gone. Because if he didn't want
to
be in D.C., he would think he could be somewhere else.
Only a fool would turn down $27 million.
But if you can get a contract you want somewhere else, you'll take it.
Okay.
I know what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. Only a fool would turn that down. But if you can get that longevity, if you can get a long-term contract, you're taking that.
Long-term contracts in the NFL means nothing.
It means nothing, but
for
a quarterback, it means some stability. For a starting quarterback, it means some stability. Now, I can see if he's a backup, you don't know what's going to happen from one year to the next. Starting quarterback, he thinks he can start somewhere else. I don't know where, but I think he's a starting quarterback in this league. I believe that he could get that long-term contract. If he thought he could get it somewhere else, I don't think he would accept the franchise tag.
Okay. I beg the difference.
Sorry, that was a bad invitation. Go ahead. Why?
But no, the only thing is that, you know, the only issue, the problem is the Redskins set the market for Kirk Cousins in terms of playing for the Washington Redskins. So when you get franchised, you know what I mean? When you get franchised a certain amount, like he's making 28 this year? Was he made 28 this year or 20? No, he probably made 25. He made 28 this year?
25 the first year. This one's 27. This one's 27.
27. All right, he made 27. Unfortunately, this is the issue is that he may not be – yeah, he can't make less. The Redskins know he's not worth 27 a year, but he can't make less. And unfortunately, his market's already set. So now it's like, all right, you set my market. Like, I'm not going lower. I got to go higher. So it is money. It really is money. But to me, at the same time, I do think there's a level of, you know what, I don't want to be here because of all the reports have always come out and saying he doesn't want to be here. But yeah,
right.
But the whole thing about it, if you get, but it has lessened more than it did like in the beginning. I think he has come to a point where he can see himself being a Redskin, but it has to be with the money. The money has to be right. You know what I mean? You can't lowball him. You can't give him a fair deal. It's got to be a real good deal, like for him to stay in D.C., in my opinion. But hearing him talk of late, it's more like he's happy to do the one year-to-year thing because, again, he's going to get paid off of it. Like, he's hustling.
Yeah.
He's found a system he's going for.
Yes.
And you can't knock it.
You can't knock it. Mm-hmm. You just said all that in one sentence and then get a guy his props. You said he's a hustler. Then you said he can't knock it.
I think it was props. Yep. I thought that was. I think calling him somebody hustle
him.
Is a good
thing. The words that can't knock the hustle. You get
it? Oh, you talking about dude? I like Blueprint 1.
I like the first Blueprint.
You don't like none of the other Jay-Z albums, really? But I don't go there right now. You forgot who you're talking to, Mike. You're talking to the diabolical hater, Mike. Come on, man.
I needed my Cubs to were down by one game to beat St. Louis, and these suckers getting smashed at home 11-3 right now. So with that mind, before we
feel good about sales, that, y'all whipped up on Orioles.
Yeah, we did. But I wanted to win 7 in a row. I didn't want to stop at 6 in a row. I wanted to stop at 7 in a row. And you know, beating you guys like that before, I'd have felt kind of bad. Not towards you, but because of that other, you know, line of string I had to that team. I was really excited that we did that to that team. No offense towards you. Sucker MCs, nobody else. But I got to say this, and I said it when you joined the program. I'm going to get you guys' take on this. And if you fall into that category, this is not a Ricky Bobby with all due respect. This is a really with all due respect. I think that I got into radio. So they performed into the game with the sports version for those who are fans of the movie Spaceball, Mel Brooks. I got into this business because I felt that radio outlets and radio personalities were getting paid millions of dollars to get told what to say and how to say it. Going to things that we're talking about in the show, including how ridiculous how everyone ripped OJ for that parole thing on television. I think people are too judgmental. And by saying that, I am offended as a black journalist, as somebody who respects a lot of these other black journalists in this business, one including Cherry Champion, who had the audacity to be disrespected and upset. And Marlon Wayans, who was a foot out the door from being in the closet, to come out and say something against Michael Vick by him merely saying the words. His image, when you look at Colin Kaepernick, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, he has an image that you see him and it's anonymous with that afro in the nil. So he mentioned that. That's not going to make people forget. You should know that that man's smarter than know that he's not saying, oh, if you couldn't tell, you're going to forget everything he did. No, that's not what he was saying. And the fact that you guys would come on national radio, television, and Twitter, and everywhere else, and rip Michael Vick for something that was taken completely. I didn't personally know anything was taken completely out of context. I understood everything he said, like watching the Floyd Mayweather fight. You should know what's going to happen before you pay your dollars. Jay Chris told you that last week on to buy or not to buy. That's still the question for some of you. I was completely upset by the comments that was made upon by Michael Vick and the way the outrage, not the comments Michael Vick made, but the outrage that media, and most importantly, black media, gave that man.
Jay Chris, your thoughts on this whole Michael Vick, Colin Kaepernick, even being called, you know, I was appalled by all of it.
Quite honestly, I do feel like it was blown out of proportion, like quite a few things this week. I think it was blown out of proportion. He spoke his mind, and people got to understand where I feel Mike Vick is probably coming from with those comments. When Mike Vick came out of prison, he had a mentor in Tony Dungy. And Tony Dungy probably passed that line of advice to him. Mm-hmm. Cut your hair, make yourself presentable,
blend
I guess,
in
a sense.
Yeah.
You gotta play the game, so to speak. And I think that's where Michael Vick was coming from with that. Now, do I agree with what Michael Vick said? No, I don't agree with it. But, you know, I don't think that all the backlash he got from it was warranted. I don't think it was. I think Colin Kaepernick, if I don't think his image is necessarily keeping him from getting a job. I think part of what he did last season with the kneeling, along with him being a backup quarterback that's just not as good as he was and really needs to prove that he can still play at that level, I think that's what's keeping him from getting a job, quite honestly. The mix of his play and his actions last year. His image, I don't think, has anything to do with it, personally. I really don't. Let's remember that the NFL fan base, the people that pay the money,
they're smart.
The advertisers,
they're smart.
They're smart. They're of a certain. They look for a certain image. They look for a certain culture, and I don't think the NFL is ready for that culture yet. I really don't. I don't think they're ready for that culture. Like the NBA has embraced it, like other sports haven't kind of embraced that culture. They're just not ready for that culture. They're not ready for that type of
fully gone over to the other side yet. Within, I get what you're saying. Like other leagues have let that be the forefront, and even if the NFL, even with the NBA dialing back, and I agree with you said, or assume that you're right with the comments of Tony Dungy probably mentoring Michael Vick in that saying. And I agree with what you also said. This is not me agreeing with what Michael Vick said. This is me saying what he said wasn't so horrendous. It wasn't so heinous. And I quite, being in IBM, understood where he was coming from in that. I'm sorry for those. I'm going to back it up. Intelligent Black Man, IBM, okay, to mimic those words. Wally, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Michael Vick was coming from the wrong place with it. I think he was trying to help out, but he was coming from the wrong place with it. He's looking at Colin Kaepernick like himself. And they're two different situations. And he was saying, like, I'm just coming out of jail, so I had to clean my image up. Colin Kaepernick didn't commit a crime in force. Like, I don't think what Michael Vick did was a real crime. Well, that's a whole different discussion. But still, Colin Kaepernick was coming from part of, he took a stance. And for him to tell you, you got to cut, get your hair cut, clean your image, it's a little different. So I didn't agree with that. Like, I didn't agree with it. But I do understand where Michael Vick was coming from. Because he's looking at, like, we were two dudes that everybody was talking about, we're about to be banned from the league, nobody wants to sign us, this, that, and the other. So he looked at himself in a similar situation. They were totally different situations. So I just don't agree with that. And I get it, though. So I got it. You know what I mean? But I was like, yeah. You shouldn't have said that, Vic. I get it. I knew he wasn't bashing Colin Kaepernick until a point where saying, like, oh, like, you know, this is like, it's a bad reason. He was trying to help, but he just did it. He just put himself in that situation, and there's two different situations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What Michael Vick did was, according to the law, a crime, right? And to me and other people, and like you were uttering, was, you know, a different sort of debate. It's not saying it was cool to do, but it's accepted in certain cultures, the same way duck hunting is and whatever else it is you do as far as big game hunting. But another thing, though, I thought was and great what you just said there was, and I, again, agree like I did with you and Jay Chris. I'm not saying I'm upset because of I'm agreeing with what Michael Vick said, because one's an image. You need to stay proud and all that kind of thing. And I think I like what you said. He's on the line of lines. He put himself in his shoes. You know what I mean? And he was coming from, hey, look, yo, this is, you know, what helped me. And again, ask the question properly, not coach. Properly, all that, whatever you want to say. I just don't think, again, it came from a malice point, and I didn't like the way the media came at him for that. I thought at that point it should have been more of a arm out. You know what I mean? And that brings me to the biggest news that interrupted my damn General Hospital, okay? Did not like it at all.
I don't laugh at a lot of trendy things that happen today. Like Vaughn would tweet me stuff, my wife would tag me in things, and there are certain memes that I put together that everyone finds hilarious. I just don't, ever. I don't know where this old age came with these kind of things, but the one thing is for sure is the OJ was on the cover of the New York Times, and it had him bending the bars back. And it said, "Get ready, world, I'm free." And I just thought that was like, as I laugh now, like that is just some ignorant stuff. Yesterday, O.J. Simpson was granted parole, will be allowed to leave sometime beginning in October. We don't know when that is and what state will accept him. All that processing has to go through. We know for those who, you know, here it is, you know, armed robbery, took some of his earned merchandise back. Now, I don't knock the fact he went and took his stuff. I actually admire him for taking his stuff. Just the gun part was kind of, you know, that's what got him in jail. Okay? I
think repossession is 10 cents of the law.
You know, so I watched Snowfall, the FX series, and, you know, whatever you take is yours, you know? So, well, he went to jail for that, for the guns and everything being in place. And because of that, now he had to ask for parole. We know this is, and I love the fact that I thought the parole hearing board did not throw in the fact and kept, held out the fact what most of America thinks that he was acquitted of was the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Steve Goldman. But
Ronald Goldman.
Look at Ronald Goldman. Thank you. Sorry for that. He's free. I've never seen this before, guys. This was like major news to the world, and I'm thinking, oh, that's big. You had to interrupt my soap operas and cut. I mean, everywhere you went, it was live coverage of this on, like, it was the presidential election. Jay Chris, is OJ still that big of a deal to America? And have these TV shows, the 30 for 30 and the series I watched, okay, I didn't watch the 30 for 30, O.J. Made in America. I watched the other one that was on the FX series. Made him a martyr?
Made him a martyr. I wasn't going to laugh until he said that was funny.
That's how it feels. For, like, he took over the nation with Alpha Bronco just sitting in front. And all America said was, he shouldn't have said that. Oh, he don't even feel like he gives a damn. How could you give a damn after spending 9 years in jail for stealing your own stuff? I'm sorry, America.
Well, here's the
thoughts are said by Mike Herman and Mike Knox. Oh, doesn't belong to anybody on this program. That's so that be known. These are my comments and my comments only. Go ahead, Jake.
Here's the thing. Let's go back to everything that you said. The 30 for 30, the series on FX, the series on A&E. Okay, you know, all these things kind of – O.J. was always relevant to the people that were around during the trial, okay? With all these things that happened in the last couple of years dealing with O.J., that reestablished his relevance. Now everybody's interested in what happens to this man now because they're not talking about that somebody that's dead, you know, and telling his story. They're talking about that somebody's alive, and we're still living – or he's still living with what is going on, okay? Now, OJ, and personally, like you say, you know, your opinion is your opinion, my opinion is my opinion. I've said it many times. I still don't think OJ did it. The murder. I don't. I don't. I stated publicly, I don't think he did it. I have my own theories on it. I'm not saying he doesn't know who did it. I'm just saying I don't think he did it. Anyway, that being said, he is considered probably the biggest named person to get away with murder. Okay, on TV,
okay.
And he's really responsible. Not him personally responsible, but that situation is responsible for probably the culture we have today of reality TV, of court cases. Probably social media is probably you can probably attach social media to what OJ because now you're getting news faster and things like that. So, you know, before the OJ case, you remember CNN was just a reported news. Now CNN is a bunch of opinionating shows that people still think are news. Is he still relevant today? Yes, to the people that he was relevant to during the trial, during the murder trial. Now, if you talk to the kids I coach,
enough to
they know who OJ is. Say it again.
They cut off my general hospital.
Now, look, OJ the fact that the parole hearing was on TV shocked me because I was out on that. I had no idea. That's the first time I've ever seen that, too, a parole hearing being on TV. But I'm not surprised that it was on TV. I just didn't know it was going to be on TV. I mean, it's OJ. Everything dealing with, had those things not come out over the past 2 years, OJ may not be as big of a deal right now, quite honestly.
The juice is loose. The juice.
He would. And speaking of memes, the funniest meme I've seen since him being granted parole was that there's going to be a OJ release party at R. Kelly's house, hosted by Usher. I thought that was hilarious. I seen
one that had the OJ release party, and it was the hosts were Bill Cosby, Day Day, and Kevin Hart.
Oh Lord!
Now, listen, people need to stop. And look, there go King Vaughn, the OJ release. Listen, this is just it's going to be everywhere. Wally, the juice is loose. I care, but I didn't care enough for it. I mean, it literally interrupted everything. You could find it live on Facebook, Twitter, wherever social media is so, but you could follow us as well as Stolen Sports. Cheap pop, but it's not because it's free. Everywhere the juice was at. Was that too much? Or, you know, as we're discussing here, these TV shows have made him a martyr. I think he has become a martyr.
First off, hey, Jay Chris, like my man Kanan said on Power, that dude did that. He did that. I really didn't care. I mean, the only thing I like, to me, this is my opinion about OJ, and this is real. Like, OJ ain't claim me. You know what I mean? He ain't claim me. So I don't really care about OJ. You know what I mean? Like, he only claimed
OJ,
me so he got in trouble.
Black.
So he got in trouble. So he got in trouble, okay. He claimed me. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. So he got in trouble, he started claiming me. So I don't care about OJ, but what I will say, though, just because of the justice system for what it is, like, I'm glad he's free because that was bull crap. Like, you can't get me because of something you thought I did or whatever. Like, and I was proven not guilty. So I just thought that was bull crap. So I'm glad he's innocent because today in today's legal system, when I don't see George Zimmerman when he got caught up with a little, with a traffic stop, getting like 2 years or whatever, or, you know what I mean, in jail, whatever, get any time in jail. So, to me, I don't want to hear about,
he deserves this.
Yeah, OJ deserves this because, you know, they ain't catching
no
him
conviction.
For XYZ. Well, you didn't catch George Zimmerman. He's running free, and he's been in trouble with so many other times. So, I don't want to hear it. So, my thing is about the justice system, so I'm glad that he's out. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm surprised this was on TV. But I agree with Jay Chris. I agree with you that OJ's popularity has grown because of what we've seen on the 30 for 30 or the miniseries on FX. So, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, to me, this is good. This is a good time for OJ. He can, like, kind of take advantage of the situation and make money. He could be a hustler again. Make that money, bro.
A lot of people made money off of him out of jail.
But he said, I have no interest. And capitalizing off and I listen to ABC. I'm an ABC watcher. They ripped him all the way for that. Every step of the way, they were just like, he doesn't seem to be apologetic. He just really, that was.
Why should he,
though? One thing said, he said that didn't seem to come across correct. Do you think that he was a victim of bad coaching? God said, maybe he couldn't be coached at all. Like, really? Like, what are you doing here? This is again why I got in radio. Do your job and report the facts. And then say your opinion. But that's the way we live in. OJ is loose. But I'm like everything you said, Wally, as well. OJ, really. I'm sorry. But I say this much to go ahead and end the tie because you said he did that because Kanan should die. That's what I think about
Kanan. People keep looking at Kanan the wrong way. I think he's actually a hero on the show. Let's just know that's a whole different argument.
Okay. he's going to bring up Ghost 2. I get it. He's showing them how to do the ropes. Okay, but no, Kanan got to go. But I do think that through all the circumstantial evidence
that I've seen, even those TV shows that I thought was a comedy, especially the one on FX. I really laughed at that thing week after week after week. It was hilarious how they portrayed that whole thing, in my opinion. And I don't think it meant to me. I do think it was meant to be a comedy, but no one caught that but the writers and me. But I do think he was framed. I do. I don't think OJ did. I just scared the day. I don't think he did.
He did that. He did that. He did that.
347-637. 3859. Wow, you came in late. And
while the gloves
it's all
small.
Over everywhere. The Kyrie Irving wants out of Cleveland. Now there's no one that can beat the Golden State Warriors or even have a chance. Does he leave Cleveland? Does LeBron leave Cleveland? What is going on with the city of, you know, they call them the city of champions. I wondered why they only won one championship in 75 years. How did the city of champions?
They call the city of champions
our best.
For real?
Yes.
They call the city of champions?
Yeah, yeah. Strange to me, too. How you feel about Kyrie Irving wanting out?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I guess he got his championship. So, I mean, now he can be deemed a champion. But, you know, I guess he forgot what it was without LeBron. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't winning. Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm trying to understand, like Kyrie Irving, this is the argument I've told so many people. He is so talented. He is so gifted. But at the same time, in his level by himself as a star, he's shown to be a lottery type of player. Like, his team gets you done. His team's a lottery bound. That's what he is. So,
amen.
You get reports that he wants to be the star. That's why he wants to leave Cleveland. He wants to be the guy. But you've shown that when this team isn't built around you to be the guy, you can be guard. You can have gaudy stats. You can show that you can score, but you're not winning games. So you're going to be in the same situation. So I guess to me, my question to Kyrie Irving is, do you care about winning or do you just care about being the star?
Did it just put a wrinkle in the crown of the king, who everybody says
no,
wants
to
play with LeBron?
He going to L.A. He ain't worried about that. He going to L.A. He ain't had time for that.
He's going to San Antonio to play with John with Popovich. He is not playing in L.A.
He's coming
to
L.A.
That's
the wife you already said. They moved to L.A. They want to live there all 24/7. He's coming to L.A. LeBron come to L.A.
He's going to go to Philly because he can dominate the East in Philly and go to more.
He could go to Philly though. Look, real talk. He is cool with Ben Simmons though. That's a place I wouldn't.
They train together.
Him and Ben Simmons are tight. They are tight. And that's he calls Ben Simmons his little brother. So yeah, that's a nice little spot too. If he's not coming to L.A., though. But I expect him to come to L.A.
Well, I mean, since y'all both threw y'all teams in there, I'm going to throw mine in there, too. He's going to the Bulls.
Chicago.
And say, he's
yes,
fighting
that, that's comical.
You can forget that.
You wouldn't believe that when you said it. Look at it. You couldn't believe it. Like,
well,
you could tell by
the inflection
in your voice.
I almost
and
didn't even get it out.
Your voice.
I almost didn't even get it out. You can tell. I almost didn't get it out. It was such horse crap. Like, no one wants to play in Chicago unless you get drafted there, okay? Our one hope got injured. The only one who wanted to play in Chicago was Derrick Rose, the Chicago kid. And dang it, he had bad kneecaps.
But this is, I will say this, though. I will say this, though. It does bring an interesting point. You just mentioned Derrick Rose. You know, Derrick Rose is rumored to go to Cleveland or, you know, sign like a one-year deal. Now, if Kyrie doesn't want to be there for real, like if he doesn't want to be there, which I'm Cleveland, he's under contract for like 3 years. I'm keeping him anyway. But anyway, if he doesn't want to be there, I trade him. Like, if you want Melo so bad for LeBron, why not? Trade New York. Then sign Derrick Rose, and you get a cheaper point guard. And then go with that. I'm not saying it's beating Golden State, but you still be okay to get to the finals.
Kyrie Irving, the chipmunk that he is, the 8 games that he played at Duke, better recognize that he needs the king. Jay Christie,
he needs king.
Does he need the king? Or does the king
I don't think
need
he needs
Kyrie Irving?
I don't think he needs the. I don't think he needs the king. I think that let's put it. Well, what Wally said is true, to a point, right? It's true that when he was before LeBron came, his team were lottery teams and blah blah blah, right? He was young Kyrie at the time, Very young. And he was fresh, basically fresh out of high school, basically. I mean, like you said, he played 8 games with Duke. Basically fresh out of high school, still learning how to play in the NBA. I think he probably – I would hope he learned a lot from LeBron, from playing with LeBron, to learning about winning and learning about leading a team. So at this point, I don't know if we can really say what he is with being a leader of a team. I don't know if we can say that now.
Good point.
We know what he was before, but I don't know if we can say that now.
My cousin
with the right pieces
said,
around him, I think he can
quiet,
be right.
Be quiet, urban sports scene. Kyrie Irving's a superstar.
Who said that?
Well, we know he's a
superstar. He's a superstar? No.
I think he's a superstar.
I
think he's more of a superstar
than
Paul George.
I
think he's more of a superstar than Paul George.
But Paul George can take his team to the postseason. Like I don't like he can take his team to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like by himself.
Was he taking his team?
Hold on. We've seen that though.
We saw that in all fairness, even
before
Chris's point. We saw that not in his early years. In his early years he wasn't even starting.
But Paul George?
Kyrie Irving, Paul George didn't start.
He was always starting.
Paul George,
No,
he did not. The first 40 something games
starting?
That season, he came off the bench. Paul George did not start to be his first couple of games,
I'm
like 25, 30
Eastern,
games in Indianapolis.
The year they went to Eastern Conference Finals, he was starting. The year he went to Eastern Conference Finals, he was starting.
That
was
not his rookie year or his second year. Hear my point, because you got your whole thing going to L.A. with LeBron.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Pause.
I'm listening.
Flag on the play. Kyrie Irving, when they were lottery teams, were in his first three seasons. Jay Christian gave the example of him evolving. From what we
saw
at this stage, at this stage of both their careers, I just see
uh-huh.
him more of a superstar, being what I saw in the finals and in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And that then I've seen him hit what matters in sports. I've seen Kyrie
Irving
be clutch where Paul George has never been clutch thus far in his career.
Okay.
Not saying I don't think he can be. He has not been.
Okay, this is
just
this is who I call
Baby LeBron, John Wall, until this past clutch.
Yeah, but
Kyrie has been clutch even when they were losing. He was clutch for his team.
Uh-huh. Well, Kyrie got clutch gene. I'm not knocking that. You can have a clutch gene and not be a super, and Robert Horry had a clutch gene. He wasn't a superstar. Like you can still have a clutch gene. I'm talking about clutch gene.
Okay.
I said clutch gene. Clutch gene. Because your argument is clutch gene. That's what I'm saying, the clutch gene.
Uh-huh.
All right. So
okay.
this is what I'm saying.
You.
Like in terms of the – like as talented – this is the thing. As talented as Kyrie Irving is, like, and he's super talented, at the time when we're talking those 3 years, the East was horrible. Like it's worse than it was – it was worse back then than it is now. Like back then you had teams under 500, terribly under 500, making it to the postseason as an eight seed. So as talented as Kyrie Irving is
who
on a
was
bad
he playing?
Team.
Kyrie.
Paul George was a two seed getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Again, that's what I'm saying. Like he was getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, regardless of whatever. I'm just telling you to get to the postseason.
It doesn't matter.
This is the thing. To get to the postseason. John Wall. John Wall helped got his team to the postseason before even people deemed him as a superstar.
I got you.
That's all I'm saying.
You see it your way. And King Vaughn says Kyrie Irving without LeBron James is like Kelly Rowland without Beyonce. That's just hitting below the belt.
But I will say this: I do agree with Jay Chris, though, in this aspect, is that playing with LeBron, he's learned a lot, so he could probably be a superstar. You don't know, like you don't know. That I will agree, you don't know because playing with LeBron. He's been educated in terms of winning and being a leader. So we'll see from there.
Let's not forget Mario Chalmers played exceptionally well with LeBron James. Let's not forget. Where's Mario now?
So are you comparing Kyrie Irving?
No, I'm not comparing. No. What I'm saying is LeBron makes people great. Right, LeBron. LeBron is like who do we like Mike Jordan made people money on Chicago. He made Randy Brown money. Randy Brown was a bum. Bison DeLay made him money. He was a bum. All right. LeBron makes people money. He gets people contracts that may not even deserve the contracts they get. Kyrie is one of those guys. Kyrie is one of those guys that probably will deserve the contract that he gets. But we just don't know yet. We just haven't been able to see it. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I think Kyrie can carry a team. I think he has a newfound knowledge of the game and how to conduct, leading a team. And I think it'd
LeBron
be cool to see it, but
how to play baseball,
I think he
basketball.
If I'm Cleveland, I'm shopping LeBron way more than I'm shopping Kyrie. Cause you can
have Kyrie
for a while.
I agree. I think you shop LeBron if I'm Cleveland because LeBron, you don't know LeBron's going to stay.
But he has a no trade clause. I keep forgetting that. But he has a no trade clause.
Doesn't mean he can't get traded.
Release that joint. I asked him, hey, can you let that thing go? If you want to go to L.A., or you want to go to whoever you want to go bad.
There you go.
Hey, Detroit.
There you go, L.A. So
bad. I said whatever. I did say L.A. I'd play it off if I went back. I went back and played it off.
Okay.
I was like, whatever.
Listen,
I had to say whatever with him.
Every available woman in the DMV and around the world, if LeBron James goes to the Los Angeles Lakers next year, you better watch out because you might actually have the seed by one Wally Wow. She's going to be that happy, lady. Get them neutered right now. 476-738-59 in the call. And last thing to talk about today, staying in the lane of the NBA. Do you guys, how do you like the courtship, if you will, of Portland? I like to think that there's no way in hell that Carmelo Anthony goes to the Portland Trailblazers. But Damian Lillard and company is so trying to get him there, Wally.
I kind of like the idea of him going there. I kind of like Damian Lillard. Like, I think he needs it. Like, Damian Lillard, he's a really good basketball player. I think he's actually, to me, I think he's just, like, okay, we talk about Kyrie. Like, Damian Lillard, to me, is a superstar. Like, because he's dealing with less out there. If you give him, like, Carmelo, and you already got CJ McCollum, you know, who's an undersized too anyway. But you got CJ McCollum and Dame and Melo. I'm not saying you can beat Golden State because I think that's foolish. I think that's foolish. But I do think you can be a 4-5 seed with that amount of scoring. You could definitely be a 4-5 seed. But I don't know what Melo wants to do though. So
I like it. I would like to see. I wouldn't mind seeing Melo in a Portland.
You like the courting.
Well, I mean, why not? They got to give it a shot, right? They got to try. Yeah. They got to try to get somebody out there to help Damian Lillard. What's the name? Left LaMarcus Aldridge left, and they really need some because I think Portland is a team that has pieces to compete, especially with Lillard out there. But the role players they have great pieces. They just need that other. They need that. I don't want to say Pippen. I don't know if Carmelo is the Pippen. But they need that second star.
Nah, you've gone too far now. You ain't no Pippen.
they just need that second star. I don't think CJ McCollum is that second star.
He a bucket getter, man. He's a by any means necessary bucket getter. Like, that's what Melo.
Right.
Melo is a versatile scorer. Like, the difference between, like, CJ McCollum is a scorer. Like, he's good. He's really good. He's an all-color isn't Melo because Melo can score easy. Like, even Dame Lillard is how as good
as
he is. Melo's scoring is effortless. Yeah, it's effortless. Like, I can go – if you need a bucket in the post, you go to Melo in the post. The mid-range jump shot, everybody know it. Everybody knows jab series. It's just that Melo scores easy. Even at his age now, he can still score easy. So, like, it would be good for Portland because if it's 2 minutes left in the game, instead of having, Dame Lillard pull a 25-foot three-point shot or 27 or whatever, he has range like that. You say, hey, I'm going to Melo, try to get this easy deuce, and we're good to go. So it would be a good acquisition, but I don't know. It depends where Melo's at. If Melo wants to win a championship, then Portland ain't the choice.
Should the NBA reseed and break up the Eastern and Western Conference? Because I think they need to do that right now.
No.
I'm with you, Jay Chris. Nah.
We can't make that move for a time period. You know what I mean? This is This is just all a time period where the West is really dominant. We can't make a permanent type move.
Don't get hasty now.
We're going to have to make a permanent type move because the West has dominant teams. Can't do that. You just can't do that. Plus, you can't have – let's say that the Golden State Warriors have the best record in the league next year, and let's say the Sixers have the 16th best record in the league. That means you got a first round series with the Sixers and Golden State Warriors. They got to fly cross country for the first round. That's crazy. That's too much. That's too much. I mean, I'd like to see it, but it's too damn
good. Well, with that being said, guys, our time is up. Listen, it's been a pleasure. We'll be back Monday. Dolan Sports. A lot of talk about going on WWE. There's Battleground this weekend. Look for the pre-show right here on the BDSR Networks, brought to you by Fox Sports Network. That and much more. Micah will be there. Huggle will be there. And most importantly, you will be there. Jay Chris, you gotta take your girl to go see Girls Night Out, or she got girlfriends to go with?
We probably going to.
Is that a date
I don't
movie?
Know. You know, she said she wanted to see it.
See, what
though,
you do
you
is
know.
You let her go see that, while you go see Spider-Man. So she's in this third week, and someone she's thinking about now. That's what you should do.
Hey,
that's
an idea. That's
she go
thought.
Left, you go right. See, that's what I'm
I don't mind.
For.
I don't. I wouldn't right. mind seeing that movie though, because I like Tiffany.
I actually want to see
love
it.
Her.
Yeah, I like
I
her
actually
too.
Want to see
it.
Wally,
like
you leave
her
alone. Wally, you always trying to get up.
Y'all
her.
Both.
I'm in love with her.
Listen,
now.
You're
I'm
both back off because I've been a fan since before Keanu. Okay.
I've been a fan before Keanu too. I was a fan before that too.
Listen. You know what? Y'all can
she
love
awesome.
Her. I would just keep my. I would just
look.
Stay
I'm late.
With Jada,
I don't care. I can admit I'm late. I'm still in love with her, though.
I just stay with Jada.
Why'd you guys stick to the models?
Stick
to the models.
This is how I am. I'm tight cast now. Now I'm tight cast. I'm tight cast. Whatever. I like them. You know, sit down and go pee. That's what I care about. 347. We out of here, y'all. Listen. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, "I love me for me." And don't love God, y'all. That's crazy. We see y'all on Monday. We're on a 72-hour break. Thank you.
This is the Soulless Voice, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
If you're not down with that, we are too!